It's always a challenge to get into the Yomim Noraim. As we've quoted in the past, some Achronim call the night of Slichus the beginning of the Yomim Noraim. This year especially, but I think for a very different reason. Usually we're just doing our thing, going through life, and we need a jolt to get us focused. We need we're out there, and we need to wake up. And that's what the shofar is meant to, as we spoke a lot about today. But that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva. Very unusual for the Rambam to talk about hashkafa in the middle of the Mishnah Torah, right? Sometimes at the end of a set of halachas, he'll talk about hashkafa. But here he has it. Avopia shetakiyah shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeras hakasuv. Even though shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a, why do you blow shofar? Because Hashem told you to blow shofar. Remez yeshlo. There's still a remez. There's still a hint. There's still a message that shofar could give us. Klomar uri yishenem yishenaschem. Wake up, sleepy ones, from your sleep. V'nirdamim akitzu mitar de maschem. And those who are slumbering, wake up. V'chipsu b'maseichem. And check in your analyze your actions. V'chizru b'tshuva. Right? And come back. V'zichru bararchem. And remember your Creator. Elu ashokachim es ha'emes b'havli asman. These are those, sometimes we forget the emes. While walking through life, is shogim kol shinasim evel v'rik. We're focused on so many other things. Asher lo yo'el v'lo yatzil. Right? Things that are not the ultimate in terms of what we should be striving for. Right? That's the Rambam. Shofar every year is shofar to wake us up because we're out there and we need to be focused. Similar lashon the Rambam uses. We've noted this before. A parallel in Hilchos Mezuzah. The last Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah uses a very parallel lashon to the Rambam that we just quoted in Hilchos Teshuva. Right? What we're supposed to think about every time we walk through a doorway. Chayev Adam Lizar b'Mezuzah. We have to be very careful about the Chayev HaMezuzah b'Bnei Shechavas HaKol Tamid. It's the way that applies every second that we have a house. Right? Tefillin is only a certain time. Talos is only a certain time. Mezuzah applies when we're sleeping. Every second. Chovas HaKol Tamid. Because man sheyikaneis v'yetze. Whenever I go in and out, yifka b'yichad Hashem shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As I transition from in to out or out to in, I connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yizkar Ahavaso, I remember His love. The Yair Mishenaso, and I wake up. Vishkiyosa Mehavli Azman. Same kind of lashon, right? The mezuzah and the shofar. It's to wake us up from doing our thing. The Yeda, and we have to remember whenever we walk in the door, we see the mezuzah. She'ein davar ha'omei lo'olam lo'omei olamim. El Yediyah Sur Olamim. The only thing that's eternal, the only thing that's forever, is the connection to Hashem. Yediyah Sur Olamim. Umiyad Uchozu Ladaito, and that wakes me up. So usually, as we started off, we're out there, and we need to get jolted. We need to zone in. But this year, we're not sleepwalking. This year, we're not unfocused. But I might even say that we are hyper-focused on our life and super-focused. And we've been on the whole year. It's not like we've been out there and daydreaming. We are focused. We're in the zone. But the challenge is to refocus. Right? We should be focused, yes, of course, and never stop on our chayalim, on the chatufim, on mifunim. But we also need to remember and think about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and Shuva, and everything that entails. So how do we do that this year? Tavshin Peihei Habal Leinu Latova. Maybe it's the opposite avoda of all other years. Usually we have to zoom in, as I just described. But this year, I think maybe we have to zoom out. Instead of stepping into the Yomim Noraim, from without to within, maybe to step out to appreciate and to remember what it's all about. And to, zoom out and think about a different focus. We need to review, and I'm not going to say anything mechudash, one point, which is obvious, but it's good to review it. What our purpose in life is. We all have our personal tafkidim. Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lachavero, as maybe we'll talk about B'nai Hashem soon. But we also share something. We've quoted often, one of my favorite, the Raman Yaradeya in Reisha and Gimel, which is from today's Parsha. Right, if you noticed, in today's Parsha, right, in Maftir, if you looked in your Chamashim, next to the Vav by V'yaida Bam, there was a little star in most Chamashim, and it went to the side, and it said, Beis Yud Hei Shin Mem Vav Barosha Amud. Right? What does that mean? What's that referring to? You know, if you don't know, you have no idea. It's referring to this Rama, that there's a Misora of the Sofrim for a long time, that six words have to be at the top of columns. Every column in the Torah starts with a Vav. Not every Torah is the same. Sometimes you prepare the laning and you come to the Torah, it's not the same as the Tikkun. But there are six that have to be five columns without a Vav. One Vav has to be at the top. That's today, via Ida. And the other ones, the Besorah is to be at the top. So these Beis is an easy one, Bracious, right? Beis Yud Hei, Yud Yehuda Ato Yoducha Achecha, Hey Habayim on the top of Az Yashir, Beis Yud Hei, Shin Shmar Lecha, that's Shabbos Cholomoy laning, right after the fast day laning, Mem Matovu, and Vav Via Ida. So Beis Yud Hei, Shin Mem Vav Barosha Amud. So I heard years ago, maybe you could read it as a sentence. B'kosh Shemo Barosh HaAmud. In the name of God, at the top of our column. We are each writing a book. Every day of our lives is a page in the book, but the title of the book is the same for all of us. We are all here for the same reason. And that is B'kosh Shemo. We are here as servants of God. It's not about me. It's not about what I go through. I am a recipient of certain situations. But I have to remember the goal of my life is to be his Eved. And this is what we accepted to do many years ago, right? Recognizing that we're not in the center. We don't make decisions. But we recognize my tafkid is to be a servant. My tafkid is to follow the Ratzon Hashem, right? Way back when, Kabbalah Satorah, the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi in Source number 4, remember, asked the question. We said, Na'aseh V'nishma, Hashem will do it. What are we going to do? We'll do it. We will do all the mitzvahs. We didn't know the mitzvahs yet. Ask the Beis Halevi. How did that obligation work? V'hine yadua das harambam. Says the Beis Halevi, the Rambam's opinion is known. Enochas mechira. Da'amachayev atzma b'davar she'ino katsuv. If somebody says, obligates themselves to something that is not finite or definite. I obligate myself to pay you whatever you want. Whatever you want. I owe you zero. Lo chal hachiyav hashiv b'klal. Doesn't work. I could obligate myself to pay you 10,000 shekel, right? That's called hodas baldin kamei edim dami. But if it's not defined, then it's nothing. It's not. It doesn't work. So ask the Beis Halevi. Kiva line 3, B.M. Cain, in the middle of line 3. Yisrael shekiblu al atzmam hachiyav kodim sheyadu apratim. B'nei Yisrael accepted the chiyav of... Right? We'll do whatever you say before we even knew, then how did that work? We'll do... It shouldn't work. Halachically, we're assuming that the acceptance of Klal Yisrael has to be subject to the rules of halacha. Okay, that's an assumption. But ask the Beis Halevi, L'chora hechal aleyem achiv. Uveprat al Torah Shebal Peh, she below sof. Torah Shebal Peh is infinite. So it's impossible even to even have accepted it. So says the Beis Halevi, Vateret Zeh, he says, Tiaf al Gav, line 6, if somebody says, I obligate myself to do whatever you say, if that doesn't work, but you know it does work? I could create a relationship. I could create a context. I could say, I accept to be your Eved. And you are my Adon. You are the master. That I didn't accept to do anything, I accepted to be somebody. That works. You could become an Eved. You could become a Poel. Right? I could accept to be somebody. Right? Yochel kolecha limkarz atzmola Eved l'chaver ol poel. Farayu mechayev atzmola asos kol ma sheyomer adono. Right? And then, memela, once I'm your Eved, then whatever my master says I have to do because I am the Eved. What's the difference? Raka chiluk bazeh pashut, says the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Yosef Dov, damachayev atzmo, if I accept, I obligate myself to do something, hari ikar kapala hu achiv. The focus is on the obligation, but nothing in me is different. I didn't accept to be anybody, I accepted to do something. Hari aval etzem gufo lo hikna lechavero. I didn't acquire myself to you. V'chiyev areihu eni adua, v'eno katsuv. Aval amocher atzmo le'eved, but if I accept to be your eved, eno makabal av shum chiyev, I'm not obligating myself to do anything. Step one is I have obligated myself, I accept to be somebody. Once I accept, right, at a marriage. Okay, yes, it's true that there are obligations for the husband, obligations for the wife. But ultimately, it's an acceptance to be a husband, an acceptance to be a wife. And all that entails, once I'm a husband, once I'm a wife, then there are many things I need to do and I should do. But the acceptance, right, to borrow the Goyisha language, it's not this. Right? What's the language? Do you accept to be dot, something like that? There, it's totally not. Lahavdil, more than Aleph Alfei Avdolos. Right? It's not, because there it's equal. There's not the equal. There's a kinyan isha niknes, but the idea of accepting to be somebody. So we could just use that. And that's what happened at Kabbalah Satorah. We became married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kivan da'guf na'asal harav har'memelo m'chuyiv la'asos kol mashiyomer v'zeh pashut. That's what happened at Kabbalah Satorah. We said to Hashem, we'll be your avadim. All of our neshamas were there for the next thousands of years. We accepted to be an Evan, meaning we accepted that the focus of our life is not us. The focus is you. The focus is to be Marbek Vod Shamayim. Right? The Radak says, the beginning of Yoshua, Moshe Rabbeinu was called an Eved Hashem. What is an Eved Hashem? Misha Sam Ko Kocho V'Kavanoso. What is my Kavana in everything I do in life? Not for me to accomplish anything. For me to make, I work in life to be an Eved Hashem. V'kol hashkachosav b'shem Yisbarach. V'af b'zaska b'nyanei ha'olam. Miskavin lavod etzakel Yisbarach. Hu yikra Eved Hashem. Right, this is an Eved Hashem. This is what life's about. And it was so clear to us then. We've quoted the mashal of Rabbi Bunim in the past. Rabbi Bunim says, no, Nasav and Ishba. We said, we'll do it, Nasav and Ishba. How did we say that in Lashon Rabbim? We'll do it, Nasav. How did I know what you were thinking? I could say for myself, Asav Eshma, I'm ready. Nasav, we'll do it? I have no idea what you're thinking. So Rabbi Bunim says the mashal, he says, let's say you have 10 guys in a jail, sitting in jail. One day the warden decides, I don't want to bring them water today. No water. One day, 2 days. 3 days, 4 days, 2 weeks. 2 weeks, no water. They're parched. They're dry. Nothing. After 2 weeks, what happens? The warden brings this huge barrel and says, anybody here want water? So what? Guy, yeah, I really would love some. I have no idea about my friends, though. I know. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. No, of course. It's obvious. It was so obvious. Obviously, we all want water. We're thirsty. So Rabbi Bunim says, by Kabbalah Satorah, it was obvious. Nase v'nishma, eino milvado. There's nothing else in life. Right? To be a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Eved, we accepted to be, not accepted to do. And that is something that we recognize. Right? It's all about being Avdei Hashem. Right? Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikal Adam. What's the punchline of Koheles? Right, what's the end? What's the goal? Right? What's the goal? The Maharal in his commentary on Pirkei Avos quotes that in the last Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What's the last Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? You remember? Everything in life is l'chvod Hashem. Everything in life, says the Maharal. Nirim ha'shasiyim b'ma'amar zeh. Why is this the last Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? Ki ratzel esayim b'davar shu tachlis ha'adam bu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shu tachlis ha'kol. We have to remember that the focus of history and the world is not us. We have to take care of ourselves, and we have to make sure Hashem wants us to take care of our, you know, our guf and our neshama. That's true. But ultimately, it's His world. Ultimately, it's His world. Uki'il Amar, ki tachlis kakol, ashakadosh baruch hu, kol nivraim, and continue to turn the page for a second. And then he says, on the second line, V'chein Shlomo HaMelech, Kasher Siyem Divrei Kohelesh, Hu Divrei Musar, Siyem Dvarav, Sof Dabar HaKol Nishma, Es Elokim Yerevis, Mitzvosef Shemar, Ki Zeh Kol Adam. That's why we're here. We're here, we're not the Balabais. We're not the Balabais. It just hit me, I'll remember, I should have put it in, but there's a beautiful, I love this short little thing of the Sfas Emes. Right, the Sfas Emes says, right, there's a mitzvah of a Mora, parents, be in awe of your parents, and mitzvah Mora Hashem, so Hashem Hashem Elokecha Tira. So Sfas Emes says, right, one of the halachas about parents, you're not allowed to sit in your father's seat. Father's chair, right, now let's sit in your father's seat. Don't sit in Hashem's seat. Don't sit in Hashem's seat. Hashem's the balabas. Hashem's driving. We're backseat drivers. Right? I think you should go right. I think you should. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's driving this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's driving the, we do what we can to be Avdei Hashem, but we have to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the world. And again, as I started off, it's a zoom out idea because we've been zoomed in for the whole year. Zoomed in for the details and the news and the tefillah, everything. We're zoomed in, so maybe a little bit to zoom out to remember, right? Anu, right? Ani Hashem Keni. We are servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't choose situations that we're placed in, and we don't choose the generation that we're placed in. One, we don't choose the situations that we're placed in, right? The Sefer HaChinuch, source number 7. Right, the Isser of Nekama. The Chinuch wonders, how is it possible? Somebody wronged me. I want to wrong them back. You know, it's so natural. Sweet revenge. How do I not even want to get upset at the person? Right, to let things slide. Right, just to be mavra al midosai. It's very hard. Right, even the Gemara says, the Gemara in Tainus Chafei, Rabbi Akiva, Belazar goes down to Davin, and it was a drought, and he davened and davens all the extra brachas and nothing. And Rabbi Akiva goes down and says, Hashem, please, we need rain. He davens like 6 words, and it starts pouring. And the Gemara says, the ha'am berani nacharav. People started talking about Rabbi Elazar. Guess not such a great tzaddik. Didn't rain. He davened for hours. And the baskol goes out from Shemayim and says, lo mebnei shezeh godol mizeh. Not because, don't think Rabbi Elazar is any, Rabbi Akiva is any greater. It's just, Elish is em avra midosav, is einem avra midosav. And that was needed to get it to rain. Just letting things slide. So even the greatest Tanaim, it's a midah that's hard. Midah that's hard if we're wronged, if we're slighted. So says the Chinuch, what are we supposed to, how are we supposed to approach that? Says the Chinuch, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, Sheyada Ha'adam Iten Alibo, Kikashal Kolashe Yikreo Mitovad Ra, There's so much in our life that is not in our control. There is what's in our control. We have a lot of Bechira Chashis. But there's so much that's Tali Badas Acherim. And we have to know, says the Chinuch, what somebody cuts me off on the road. It's meant to happen. What, I'm going to have to go and zoom and go in front of him and make sure he knows that I never make a mistake on the road. Right? It was meant to happen. Right? I make the bus. I miss the bus. This works out. This doesn't work out. I find a parking spot right away. I don't find. I have somebody, you know, wrongs me at work. Says the Chinuch. It's our job to react. We don't choose our situations, though. And we have to know if it happened to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows this is what we need. This is what we need to perfect our neshama. This is what we need, and it's up to us to react in the proper way. But it's about recognizing that we're avadim. And we don't choose our situation, like the Chinuch says. We react to it. And according to the pastor, Mayor Twersky connected this Chinuch to Yosef HaTzadik. Remember, the brothers come to Yosef, please don't be upset at us. Yaakov, and they maybe even made up a story. Yaakov said, don't take revenge. And Yosef says, what? I'm going to take revenge from you. L'michya shlochani. I was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did Yosef just do? Did he just said, oh, you did a mitzvah by selling me. You should have said, hidini mukhar mezuman before you sold me. You did a mitzvah. No. Yosef wasn't saying he did a mitzvah. Yosef was saying, between you sold me, that's between you and Hashem. Nothing to do with me. Me as an object. You as a subject, that's Bechir Chachis. Me as an object, not in my control. And I know it's not in my control. I'm gonna get upset at you. You're just a pawn. So number one, we're avadim, we don't choose our situation. but we also don't choose our generation. We don't choose the generation that we were born in. Rav Kook writes in his Siddur, what we're going to say, Be'ez Hashem, in 2 weeks, Elokai, ad shelo notzarti eini chadai. Before the moment that I was born, there was no purpose for me to be born into the world. I was not meant to be born 100 years ago. We were not meant to be born 1,000 years ago. Our neshama has a specific purpose now, to fulfill something now, with all the challenges of modernity and technology and everything about this generation. Hashem says, this is you. This is what you need to be in. We have a tachlis in this generation. And Hashem decided that all of us need to be in this generation. Right? This dar of Geula. In this year of pain and suffering, confusion and angst, but also in this year of courage and resilience and bravery and Kiddush Hashem. In every dar, Hashem asks His avadim, and that's all we are. Hashem asks His avadim to play different roles. You know, in some generations, it's about standing up for the veracity of Torah Shebaal Peh in the face of deniers. Throughout history, there were many of them, from the Karaites to the others. Sometimes to stay hopeful in the face of religious persecution and exile. Sometimes to stay true to the Mesorah with secular values in the times of Hanukkah. In our dar, in this year, we have been chosen. We have been chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Avdei Hashem in defending our people and our lands. Hashem didn't give this tafkid on such a scale to any other dar, just ours. He needs us to help bring about the next stage of history. He needs us to stay strong for each other in the face of tremendous adversity. But we need to remember it's His plan. And we have the schus to be part of it. All of Rosh Hashanah davening is about Him. Melocha kol olam kula bechvodecha. Uvechein tein pachtecha. Make your presence felt. Let the world know that you are in charge. So in a word, we need to zoom out a little bit, unlike every year where we zoom in and to see the big picture. We know, even until this moment, with the activities that happened over the past 24 hours, we are part of something much bigger than we can imagine. We are mamish living in messianic times, in times where history is going so fast. We're part of it through our blood, sweat, and tears. And future generations will look back at this dar and recognize the contributions and accomplishments of the avadim of this dar. But it's all about recognizing Him. And that's what we're going to say in a few minutes, what we're going to sing in a few minutes. L'mancha Elokeinu, aseh v'lo lanu. We recognize it's not about us, it's about Him. Re'ei amidaseinu dalim v'rekim. We don't have it, we're not in the center. Haneshama lach v'aguf shalach Hashem. It's your neshama, it's your guf. Please let us be avadim that fulfill your will, and let it be your will, Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha, that it should be the beginning of a Yom of Noraim, where we have Gzeros of Yeshuos, of Nechamos, of Nisim and Niflos, like we've never seen before. Even if we've seen Nisim, like we've never seen before, as is promised by Yeshayahu and Yechezkel, Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoche, in our day, to be able to feel and sense and see and be Zoche and merit the Geula Shleima B'Mehera V'Yameinu.